This spring, Walmart announced that it will stop selling the men's magazines Maxim, Stuff, and FHM because they're too racy. Why stop there, asks commentator Robin Chotzenoff. There are plenty of other men's magazines that may seem tamer, but still send the wrong message.
I'm disturbed by young men's magazines, particularly the fashion stories, and what they show as necessary. Must have this fall, $1,000 raincoat, $500 bowling shoes, and a glass of designer vodka. A dependence on sound equipment and golf. Approval across the board for just sitting in front of an enormous TV. Men read this stuff. They believe it. They follow instructions. This means my daughters could end up married to 45-year-old men who drink designer vodka, who own no dogs, who buy more clothes requiring dry cleaning with every passing year. It's wrong, and it has to stop. The remedy? Young men become hot dads. Stop dating bad women. Marry a good one. Have children. You think this won't affect your looks? You'll be busy. You'll need to save money. You'll cut your hair short, drop the gym membership, play basketball at the Y. For this, you'll wear old sweats cut off at the knee and your volunteer fire department t-shirt. This is classic American style, often imitated in Europe. I mean it. In these clothes, you'll look almost as good as a working cowboy. Can't see yourself in this scene? It helps if you were once just kind of a nice guy, or even a geek. With time, you'll get lingering looks from women in supermarket parking lots. In your 40s, you'll suddenly be more handsome than the star athletes you remember from high school. They'll have bellies, or hair plugs. Imagine being ashamed of your own scalp. My town is a fine place to live, in part because it has so many hot dads. There's Rufus, the high school teacher who's always out hiking with his daughters. There's Scott, the guy who rented me a jackhammer last month, and I saw him last summer at the lake holding his brand new baby. My own husband is a very hot dad. At 41, he's entering his prime. Life is good for these men, and surely they had something to do with it. Maybe that, as opposed to vanity, is why they look so good. But there's always room for one more. Put down that magazine, gentlemen, and get with the program.
Robin Chotzenoff lives in Denver.